Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late, got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay, I gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm gonna be late. There was a time when we could dance until a quarter to ten. We never thought it would end then. We never thought it would end. We used to carry on and drink and do the rock and roll. We never thought we'd get older. We never thought we'd grow cold. But now, gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late, got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes.
Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another edition of Vegas Nonstop. I am your co-host, Jeffrey with a G. We have another epic edition for you today. In studio with us, longtime friend of the show, sports wagering pioneer John English. And another longtime friend of the show, also in studio, actor, singer, dancer, and teen idol, Adrian Zemed. And with me, as always, the master of mayhem, the wizard of whoopee, the ambassador of fun, Jonathan J. Scott.
Jonathan J. Scott.
What am I, chocolate?
And Heather Vail, photojournalist. Hey, Jeffrey with G, line one, go ahead. Hey, everybody, good morning, and welcome to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. If you're anywhere near a computer, of course, you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Alexa on Amazon, or go to our website at VegasNonstop.com. All one word, VegasNonstop.com. Here's what's happening in Las Vegas. If you're a pet lover, our friend Sal Cucho started a new business called JustForMyPets.com, offering quality merchandise for you and your furry friends. Again, the website is JustForMyPets.com with number four. John, you got, what, two dogs in the house now? Three dogs
three
in the
dogs
house?
Three dogs in the house.
Is it a three-dog night?
It's a three-dog night.
It's a three-dog. You know where that came from?
I do. When it's cold enough that you have to snuggle with all three dogs, it's a three-dog night.
But I think they're down to only one dog now, aren't they?
the other two dogs died.
Yeah.
You remember Peg Bundy from Married with Children, her role in Sons of Anarchy. But Katie Sagal is also a rocker with her band, appearing tonight at the Rocks Lounge at Red Rock Resort. Our friend, impressionist, comedian, and fellow Canadian, Heather Vail, Gordy Brown, appears at Hooters.
Hey, Gordy.
Owl Lounge. Motown Live is also tearing it up at Hooters Owl Lounge, capacity crowds. Jerry Seinfeld appears at Caesar's Palace February 22nd and 23rd. Lots going on. We just had Lance Montalto in studio at our other show at live from the ladies' room in the world-famous Double Down Lounge. Our best friend and stand-up comedy legend George Wallace performs five nights per week at Westgate Resort. Saturday, March 2nd, Las Vegas Philharmonic celebrates their 20th anniversary with Time for Three, rock ballads with a symphony, and I can't wait to hear Led Zeppelin and the Stones with strings and horns. That's just, I'm going to be into that.
It's actually pretty cool.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. Monday.
Cashmere had strings.
It did,
yeah.
Adrian?
Absolutely.
Cashmere, the song Cashmere, Led Cashmere, Zeppelin.
Yeah. That was probably one of the
had
first.
Strings. They were one of the first to do that.
Yeah. Very beginning, yeah.
Monday, noon to 6 p.m., it's President's Day. And you can get free White Castle Star-Spangled Sliders for President's Day at the El Cortez. And who knows what else you can get at the El Cortez.
Wait, does that mean there's stars on the sliders? Like the sliders are spangled with stars? Is that what that means?
Adrian, you're familiar with sliders, aren't you?
Slide right in, White Castle. I have no idea what their star-spangled sliders are. I'm kind of scared.
Just calling it that because it's President's Day.
Bedazzled.
Bedazzled. The Vajazzler. And finally, only in Las Vegas, Saturday, 12 noon, free beer while you're getting your zen on at Beer Yoga at the Hofbra House on Paradise.
Beer Yoga?
Beer Yoga,
can you bring your goats, too, so it's beer and goat yoga?
I know about goat yoga.
Goat yoga is awesome. I want to do that so badly.
Get down on all fours.
And, what exactly is beer yoga? I mean, you don't have any baby goats.
You drink beer and do yoga?
You drink beer and do yoga, but I think it should be wine yoga, don't you? Doesn't wine go better with yoga?
I think I might have to check that out.
Stop your whining. Again, visit us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. Enable us on Alexa. For more info, go to our website at vegasnonstop.com. John J. English,
yes, sir.
Sports wagering pioneer, just returned from London, England at the largest gaming convention in the world, yeah?
Yeah, it's large. Really large, yeah.
And you got to watch the Super Bowl at the Royal Auto.
How large is it?
Yeah.
You got to watch it at the Royal Auto where Winston Churchill...
Yeah, the Royal Automobile Club, Winston Churchill's famous spot. Got to go into his snooker room, which is amazing. His scores are still up on the board. But it was great watching the Super Bowl there because, you know, no American commercials. I mean, isn't that why we watched the game anyway? Was there 13 minutes? 11 to 13 minutes? Of actual gameplay, the rest of it's all commercials, and I got exactly. No American commercials, no Doritos.
Does British television at least take advantage of it and show their own kind of funky commercials, or none at all?
No, we didn't get any of that. We had a private feed, but the broadcasters were a hoot. Just listening to them do it with the accent.
Actually,
was
John,
amazing.
Last time I think I saw you was at the Super Bowl at your house.
I believe so. That was last year, I think.
Yeah.
Now, Jeffrey with a G has a hard time believing that you hit 10 out of 10 propositional bets.
Well, you can have a hard time believing it, but my bank account's showing it.
I
even won the coin toss. But
well, okay, so that, 50, you got a 50-50 there, right?
Yeah.
How about the other nine?
Well, I can't remember all nine, but I did, I believe I got the national anthem.
There was some controversy there.
Yeah, I know, because she said
did
brave
she say
twice.
It twice? Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay, right, so did you win or lose on that one?
I won.
Did they originally rule against you?
Paid it out as a winner.
Right from the beginning.
I didn't check right gotcha. From the beginning. Okay. But yeah. And then I got first turnover, first score, the under, of course.
First score was Devlin?
No.
For the Patriots?
Yeah, it was Patriots. I went Patriots.
Oh, just yeah. team.
What's... Just by team. And of course, the 57.5 under. I mean, come on.
You really sweated that one out.
Who could have? It was the lowest scoring game
what
in history.
What was the national anthem thing again?
The length.
Usually 2.5 minutes. I was glad it's not. It's usually like
2.5 minutes. The length of the national anthem. Yeah. So they bet over or under
the length, and usually it's about what, a minute 48, a minute 50.
But she said brave twice, or sang brave twice, I should say.
Yeah, she went over. Did she go over?
No.
Oh, you got the under on that?
She said the word brave twice, and so they first ruled against it and then changed it in a lot of books.
Yeah. Really? That's funny.
It's the first time there's ever a controversy over the national anthem.
Yeah. Now, Adrian and I are both former Chicagoans and lifelong Cubs fans.
I'm sorry.
And we're but we're thrilled to have a caller on the phone, Mike Bryant, who's our number one Cubs dad.
Mike!
And so, I don't know. Hey, Mike, how are you, pal?
How are you guys doing, man?
I can't hear him.
We're doing awesome. We haven't talked to you in quite a while, so you know we know there's some trades that have been going on and all kinds of stuff, and I'm sure Adrian's going to have a question for you. But first, tell us how you've been and what's going on with you.
I've been on, like, autopilot, man. a lot of just busy as can be. I'm starting to play a lot more golf now and, you know, still doing all the lessons. Last year was kind of disappointing. I didn't get to see my kid play because he was on the DL so long. So it was kind of a weird year for me. But
the big question here, Mike, Adrian here. How are you? Happy New Year.
Adrian, what's up?
How is Chris doing?
He's in the best shape of his life, man. He worked with me every day, during the off season, and he had a personal trainer come in after we got all his hitting done, and he's squatting more weight than he's ever squatted. His trainer busted his butt this year real hard. He really worked hard. His shoulders 100%+, and he's, we were hitting off curveballs, fastballs, sliders, all at
that's great. All we need is for Chris to be kind of healthy and just do his game, and we'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. I think last year was kind of a weird season, and we still pulled out 95 wins, but it just something didn't feel right. You know, it was just weird. It was a grind.
There's a new hitting coach too.
I'm sorry.
There a new hitting coach right now with the club?
Yeah, Anthony Iapoche. Chris worked with him when Chris was in the minor leagues, and he really hit it off with him. He was over here for a couple days back in early January. And I got to meet him, and we got to talk hitting and stuff. And He's a lot like John Molly was, the old hitting coach, and he was a disciple of John Molly. So, you know, it's kind of like a continuation.
Good stuff. Well, his best hitting coach is his dad, so best already.
Always, right?
Mike, how's the rest of the team looking this year? The pitching rotation, did they bring in any new arms to help bolster middle relief or anything?
It looks like they picked up a couple journeyman guys, Brad Brock and Xavier Cedeno, and you know they're giving these mid thirty guys, a couple opportunities where they can get them on, you know, at a pretty good price where they can. It's low risk and high reward.
Sure,
they're major league pitchers. They've been around a long time, so you know they got 40 pitchers in camp this year, and they really like their starting rotation and they really like their bullpen. And if Morrow gets healthy, it's going to be, you know, Cishek, Morrow, Edwards, those guys are going to be pretty strong.
Any youngsters coming up from the minor leagues we need to be keeping our eyes on?
Dylan Maples is a guy to watch. James Norwood. All these guys had some time last year in the big leagues. And, Dylan Maples has some absolutely dirty, rotten, filthy stuff. But he's got to learn how to control it. He's got a slider that just, I mean, it's almost unhittable if he throws it in the strike zone. And Norwood looked pretty good against the Dodgers. They gave him a good shot.
We really need for Darvish to kind of at least play his game also at this point. I hear that he says he's pretty 100% healthy at this point, so that's a good sign at least.
Darvish back on the mound. He's you know, everybody was down on him before he even signed. But, you know, I got to tell you, I see what Theo sees in him, and I'm an optimist by nature. But Yu Darvish is a gamer, and if he gets back even a portion of his form that he had, you know, with the Rangers, and I think he's going to be a big contributor this year.
So,
you got some stud left-handed pitching at the top of the rotation, my guys like Cole Hamill and Lester that have a lot of miles and innings on those arms. How are they looking coming into the season?
Hamill's is a gamer. The guy's done nothing but pitch. Couple hundred innings a year and throw strikes his whole career. He's got a good changeup. He's the one who struck out Chris in the All-Star game in San Diego after he hit that home run off Sale. So Hamels is a smart pitcher. I think he's going to do well. And I think Quintana's still young. Lester doesn't have his stuff anymore, but he certainly can pitch. And he's a guy you want to throw out there every fifth day. You know, you add Darvish to the mix and they got a very good start. Hendricks, of course, is a horse, and you know they got a good five-man rotation. It's solid, and if they all have good years, you'll see 100 wins out of this team, no doubt.
Well, even you said last year was an off year, and they took 95 wins. So if anyone stays healthy, there's no reason why they shouldn't win 100. But you brought up something interesting. You mentioned Chris Sale. You and I are old school Boston Red Sox guys. How are the Red Sox going to look this year? Are they going to repeat?
Those guys, that team was just an absolute powerhouse last year. Nobody could beat them. Yankees got stronger though this year. They're gonna give them a run for their money. But the Red Sox, they got a very good chance to put two together. And I hope we stand in their way. I would love to see a Cubs Red Sox World Series. That would make me cry.
There's no doubt that I think the entire country would be watching that. That's pretty amazing. And we know that the Yankees and the Red Sox are both going to vie for 100 wins this season. They just locked up Severino today for 4 more years. So the AL East is going to be all eyes on them this year.
Yeah, it's going to be back to the old days, you know. And Tampa's a little sleeper team, too. You can't overlook them. Those guys always find a way to compete.
Tampa always finds a way to put a great product on the field. Unfortunately, when you have those two monsters above them in Boston and New York, it's going to be very hard for them. But I have to say, everything is right with in baseball when the Dodgers and the Cubs and the Red Sox and the Yankees are all relevant.
Yeah, those big four markets right there. Yep, they are relevant. This is going to be an interesting year. Then, you know, the Astros are going to be strong. It's you know, everybody seemed to have gotten better in our division too. The Cardinals and they got better, and the Pirates got better, and the Reds got way better. So this is, you know, this I could see, you know, low 90s, you know, three teams with, you know, 90, 92 victories. And, you know, because of the spoilers in the division. And Milwaukee's going to be a thorn in our side again, too. So,
Mike, I want you to share a Ted Williams story with us. Every time I have you on, I'm like, give us a Ted Williams story.
Yeah, keep him on ice. Yep, okay, well, I remember, and I may have shared this one before, but it's worth sharing again. I just remember the first day that I hit with him. I remember the day before they said, hey, you got to get up tomorrow morning at 6, you're hitting with Ted. I said, 6 a.m.? Okay, good, all right, great. You know, 6 a.m. to hit, wow. You know, that's like going fishing to me. And so I get down there. It's about 15 minutes before I'm supposed to be there. And I'm the only one there. And you got the batting practice pitcher and Ted. And he looks at me. He says, Brian, says you're effing late. And I said, sir. And he goes, if you're not a half an hour early, you're late. He goes, don't come here and waste my time. And I was like immediately intimidated. Like I didn't say a word for you know, and I worked with him every day for about 10 days. I didn't say a word for a good solid week. I just listened, and it was absolutely incredible. Best experience of my life right there. And he actually warmed up to me as we got going, because, you know, he just, you know, we talked about fishing and stuff like that, and he warmed up. He's got a personality. He's not just this gruff dude that's, you know, that doesn't seem, you know, like he cares about anything else. I mean, he really cared about us.
So now I have to ask you again to plug you help a lot of kids with your batting coaching seminars, and how can people find out, and how are you still taking more kids on for spring?
I'm tough to get into, but, you know, people still call, and I try to squeak them in from time to time, just try to, you know, to give them a kind of a taste of what we do, and hopefully they hang around, they want more, and so when the spots open up, they jump in. But, yeah, I'm all over the web, you know, BryantBaseballAcademy.com. All my contact info is on there. My number, you can call me, 285-6356. That's my cell number. And you call me about hitting. All you do is just go in the search engine, Google up my name, and all my contact info comes up.
Chris, Adrian Smith here again. You know how athletes retire and become actors? I think I'm going to retire from acting and become an athlete. So I'm going to be calling you. I think I'm going to learn how to hit and join baseball.
Every baseball player wants to be an actor or a rock star, and every rock star actor wants to be a baseball player. So
that's
mutually inclusive.
Well, Mike, we sure appreciate your time, and whenever you can free up, we'd love to have you here in studio so we can spend more time with you. But again, thanks for taking time out of your day, and go get them, Cubs.
Yes, sir. Okay, guys.
Thanks Mike.
Take care. Mike.
Thanks. That was Mike Bryant, number one Cubs dad. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 AM NBC Sports Radio, The Game. We're going to take our first commercial break. Stay right where you are.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Hey, everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, a cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks, or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room. Just look for the pink neon.
Nonstop here on Sports Radio, NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM, The Game. With me, as he has been for the last almost 9 years, Jeffrey with a G line wow. One, go ahead. And also in studio, sports wagering
it's
pioneer.
Longer than two of my marriages.
John English. And multi-married actor, singer, dancer, Adrian Zemed. And photojournalist, Heather Vale. Here in studio. Hello. But we just had Mike Bryan on the phone, and we're talking a little bit about baseball. We started spring training this week. So trades, no trades. Jeffrey with a G, let's lead off with you.
You know, Adrian and I were just talking off air, the biggest story are the non-signings. You have two superstars out there in
Bryce Harper.
In local superstar Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, formerly of the Orioles, formerly most recently with the Dodgers, and neither one has signed. And we were just saying, like, the climate has changed in MLB where teams are not giving them those 8 and 10 year, you know, $30-40 million a year deals anymore. And I think the climate has changed, and the Red Sox showed that.
Yeah. Has anybody who actually had a big contract, like A-Rod, Stanton, and everything, have they ever spent their entire 10 years with that club?
Never. And
so you're basically doing a deal for you for him, that player for a few years, and then he's gone.
Well, and here's the thing. These guys have already been in the bigs for 6-7 years, right? So they're in their mid to late 20s already. 10-year deal takes them into their late 30s. We know what happens. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
One freak accident, one freak this, hit by a pitch. Who knows what can happen, especially the way a guy like Bryce Harper plays. He lays it out every play.
Yeah. He has a $300 million deal from Washington.
From Washington.
That's still on the table.
And he decided to go shopping elsewhere to see what else was out there, and he's not a lot of takers.
I think it's going to happen. I bet he's going to be with Washington.
That would be interesting. I've also heard the Phillies, and I've also heard he may come to the West Coast, obviously being so close to home, family, and things
like
that.
He would love that. Yeah. I think he was trying to San Francisco. But that would, I don't know if that's a smart move if I'm Bryce Harper. All of a sudden his stats in his career start going down in that ballpark. Playing in that ballpark.
That's absolutely right.
And stuff. But it's just, it's funny how that is not the norm. Now, I'm just curious, are they both handled by Boris?
Well, I know one is. Obviously, Harper is, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Harper is.
I don't know about Machado.
I just, you know, the agents have kind of like exploded the Major League Baseball. I don't know where it's going to end up. You know, I mean, look, if I'm Bryce Harper, I want to get the most I can. But then, you know, I knew everybody but was trying to get the. I remember Madden was Madden for the coach of the Cubs.
Joe Madden.
Yeah, he was being interviewed during the Cubs a week with the fans and stuff like that. He said, "Why didn't you guys go after Bryce Harper?" He says,
Where
am I going to put him?
Yeah.
We don't need a Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
And in a few years, how do you hold on to Chris Bryant?
And he kills our cap right away.
Right.
Salary cap just went through the roof right away, and he already has superstars on the team.
Yeah.
He's got the Rizzos, he's got the Lesters, he's got, you know, it's Cole Hamill and Chris Bryant.
It's almost
like
a Rubik's Cube now to being a general manager, trying to put all the pieces together. What do you think, John?
Absolutely. No, I agree. I mean, salary cap is, you know, it is what it is, and you can work within it, and you know.
And the big markets know they're going to pay that tax.
I'd rather sign Adrian.
I hear he's going to start auditioning.
I will be batting with Mike
Bryant.
He's
taking BP next week. He's starting in the cage next week.
You've seen him in La Caja Fo. You've seen him in Greece. Now see him in a Cubs uniform. Now batting, Adrian Zemed.
I only think I could be a DH, though. I don't think I can.
Well, Jeffrey,
with those knees?
Yeah, really.
Jeffrey pretty much just said that if you're past your mid-30s, you're washed up anyhow, so.
Oh.
Machado has been.
We just got a little information here from the board operator. Machado is rep by Lozano.
Oh, okay. All right, so it's battling agents is what it really is. Yeah.
There is a rumor that he's back in San Diego again this week for a second meeting with the Padres, but I just said to Adrian, I don't see a team like the Padres coughing up that kind of money because it's going to handcuff them from spending money on anyone else. They just don't have that kind of revenue generating.
Now, I haven't gone out to the new, I want to say 51 Stadium, but they're called Aviator. Have you gone out there?
Yeah, the stadium is beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Speaking of which, when is it going to be finished? Is it going to be finished
for
this season?
Oh, yeah. It's looking good.
Yeah. They're playing, aren't they?
They'll be playing there this year.
Yeah. They're talking about they're going to have
when
really
does their
cool
season start, actually?
Nice. Yeah.
We usually go to Big League
like
Weekend Wins.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Their season starts similar to the regular season because you and I typically go to Big League Weekend in
yes,
March.
Yes, we do.
And so it's going to start shortly after that. So
well, because the Cubs usually come in and play just before the season starts.
Correct.
And I'm wondering if that's still going to happen.
Well, that's what Jeffrey calls
them,
it.
You know,
Major
here.
League weekend where the Cubs play. Maybe they're going to play the Athletics. They used to play.
That would make sense. They played the Mets a few years ago.
Yeah, we went and had just a little too much fun.
You had a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun.
Sitting right behind home plate.
Yes, I wandered off.
We're still talking about whether we're going to get a major league stadium as well.
Big League Weekend is canceled, Jared says. No Big League Weekend.
Oh, yeah. Go every year.
Cubbies
is that
be
because
here.
Of the transition from the stadium
yeah,
from Cashman?
It's
to,
not going
to
be ready. That's why they're not.
Then
doing
let me
it,
ask
yeah.
you this: why didn't they host it at Cashman again and just keep that sort of?
Because it's a soccer stadium now.
Really? Yeah.
They converted it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's already been done.
You think I lived in town?
Well, you've been to the stadium. I haven't been to the new.
I've been to the stadium. It's gorgeous.
It's incredible.
It's right next to City National. I mean, they're really creating an unbelievable sports facility there with Downtown Summerlin and Red Rock and. City National and now the ballpark. It's beautiful.
God loves it.
Hey, you're going to have a swimming pool there for crying out loud. Yeah.
I mean, it's my hangout. I love it out there.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Well, you guys are hockey fans as well. So, transition from baseball, I think there's not much more we can talk about until some trades happen and spring training, you know, some games start getting played. But I know that John is an avid Vegas Golden Knights fan. We're going to have. Some more to talk about, and Heather's a
happy Maple Leafs fan today after her team beat the Golden Knights.
Yeah, no, but primarily I'm a Vegas Golden Knights fan. So if a team was going to beat us, I was happy it was the Leafs, but the Knights have had a dismal week.
You're being very kind by saying beat.
Horrible.
I mean, we got spanked hard.
You just got doubled up a little bit, 6-3, that's all.
That's not true. It was a good game. We were back and forth. We kept tying it up. We were right there.
Early on.
The Knights were right there.
Right
to
the very end.
Until
the end,
And then
wham, 6-3.
Yeah.
And that was.
That kind of sucked.
I want to know what you guys did to my team while I was gone.
Wasn't it 5-2?
Yeah, but I mean, we dropped.
6-3.
Yeah, 6-3. We dropped from like fifth place down to 13th place while I was gone for a week.
Yeah, but hold on. You're talking about incremental differences because they're so close. 2-3 points can jump you from 10 to 4.
I get it. We still have hope.
Listen, the team hasn't played as great as of late. They need to get it back together.
We need to get it together. I mean, we'll see how we do tonight.
It's
with
a
the
long
Predators
season.
And,
you remember how they started? Remember how they started the season?
Yeah.
Okay, they were terrible. Everyone was talking about, oh, here they go, sophomore blues, blah, blah, blah.
And what are you worried about? As long as they make it into the Stanley Cup, into the playoffs, they'll make it. Exactly. Everybody except one team makes it into the playoffs.
But maybe they won't this time.
I couldn't get 325-1 this year.
Yeah. We've got a 6-game losing streak at home now, so I don't know.
Did you get paid on that?
No.
Oh,
no. But John just came back from San Jose. John went to the All-Star, the NHL All-Star game.
Yeah, I went
to. So how amazing was that, huh?
It was incredible. We went
sponsored by Upper Deck, right?
Yeah, we went with our friends from Upper Deck, you know, and it was amazing. It was really cool. This kid, Connor McDavid.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You think?
Yeah, right.
Thanks.
Mean, exactly.
News bulletin, Connor McDavid is good.
I will tell you what was super cool was when we walked up to the convention center, they had, I think it was Burns on one side, so they had to have a shark up on the convention center, and then they had Fleury. And it was cool. I mean, massive size picture of Fleury, and you know, Fleury did good. He did all right.
It's an all-star game.
He won the year before. I'm talking about the skills. The skills part was great. That was even more exciting.
Who's the girl that was racing around the rink that everyone was talking about?
Unbelievable!
Every NHL player I saw tweeting
she's
about
in
her.
The Olympics. Yeah. She's fantastic.
She flew around the rink like the guys do, like the pros do.
And then Connor clearly killed it on that one. I mean, that was great. The game itself was fantastic. Our league didn't win. Our division didn't win, but it was exceptional. The crowd was amazing. They, you know, it was really great.
So walk us through. You get there. I mean, you had like 3, 4, 5 days of activities.
Yeah, it was a total.
I thought you were gonna say 3, 4, 5 beers of activities.
John drinks Jack Daniels.
That was per hour.
3 or 4 shots of Jack. Okay.
Yeah. No, per hour. no, it's absolutely rock star treatment. Upper Deck did a great job. They sponsored a lot of it. You know, Fanatics, a lot of the big companies were there, but the whole city was decked out, like, you know, like going to a Super Bowl, but you know, not quite as much.
Well,
but
that's their Super Bowl. Yeah, I mean, they have to do it.
It was amazing, man. They had the
hockey world was there.
Everybody was there, and it was great. And I'll tell you, you know, after watching all the players and seeing everybody there, it was, you know, it was a lot of high energy. The whole city was pumped up. It was amazing being on my plane. Our plane was all Vegas Knights fans, so there was a huge representation from Vegas there, which was fantastic.
It's nice to see the fans now stepping outside of the city and getting on a plane for a short ride to San Jose and going to support the team.
So I wore my Vegas.
Well, they were
Golden
only
Knights.
Really supporting Fleury. He was the only team member.
See, yeah. I don't think so. I think the fans that are fans now, they were out there. And even fans. Though Fleury may have been the only representative for the team, they were wearing their Marchessault shirts. They were wearing their Wild Bill shirts. They were out there being, you know, part of it. Max Pacioretty shirts, obviously, coming from Montreal. Huge hockey fans
Since
wearing 67.
We're talking about shirts, I've never been a fashion statement in my entire life. I've never been Adrian, okay? Never, right? But I wore my Vegas Golden Knights suit jacket.
And it got Do you have one of those really gaudy ones?
Yeah, I got the one that looks like a hockey jersey. And it got more attention than you could possibly imagine. I mean, people were coming over wanting to take photos with the jacket. It was unreal.
I'm guessing you'll be busting that out again soon.
Only for special occasions. And then,
bar mitzvahs.
On the strip,
you make tips for posing with people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should go down to the strip with your jacket and rake in a few hundred.
You know, that's
Fremont
a great
Street,
idea.
Too. You know, nice it's really easy. You have a lot more foot traffic on Fremont. You can do it there, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. And then I wore my All-Star jersey.
Nice tips, Heather.
Wore our All-Star jerseys to the, because we bought All-Star jerseys that said San Jose on the shoulder and the whole ordeal to the game, to the Knights game the other night, and didn't help us.
No, that's not going to help. Hey, whatever mojo I could throw on the side.
Listen, if you're a guy long, you know what you do now? You give Fleury a rest. You play Subban a little more. You give some of the younger guys some more ice time. Rest the veterans. Give them a couple of games off, and then let them regroup and come back.
I feel the same way. And in the third period, play this kid Perry. Perry is unbelievable.
He's awesome.
He's doing a great job. He's young. He's got energy. He's like a Connor McDavid. I mean, you know.
He wishes.
Well, yeah, no, I get it. But, I mean,
no, listen.
You know, he's playing really good.
You're three quarters through the season. You have 22, 23 games to sort of get that gel, that mojo going as you head into the playoffs. They're still number five in the conference. They're going to be fine. They're going to make the playoffs. There's too much talent, too many veterans. Gallon was too good of a coach to allow it to happen otherwise. So just relax there, all Knights fans. It's gonna be just fine.
Tonight I'll be going wild just like
normal. Jeffrey says so it must be true.
That's right. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 M The Game. Take another short commercial break and come back with more sports and more Vegas Nonstop. Stay right where you are.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original Bacon Martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
Amore Taste of Chicago is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera, or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore Taste of Chicago, food the way you remember it.
Back, Jonathan Scott here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM, The Game, Vegas Nonstop. few things happening around Las Vegas. Again, if you're a pet lover, our friend Sal Cucho started a new business called JustForMyPets.com, offering quality merchandise for you and your furry friends. Website is www.justmypets.com. Peg Bundy from Married with Children, Katie Sagal appearing at the Rocks Lounge at Red Rock Resort Saturday, 8 p.m. Our friend impressionist comedian and Canadian Gordy Brown at the Hooters Owl Lounge at Hooters. Motown Live also at Hooters. Jerry Seinfeld at Caesar's Palace, 22nd, 23rd. And all kinds of others. Our friend George Wallace is over at the Westgate 5 nights a week. If you've never seen George Wallace, you guys see legendary George Wallace. Saturday, March 2nd, Las Vegas Phil celebrates their 20th anniversary with Time for Three Rock Ballads with a Symphony. You might hear Zeppelin, you might hear the Stones with strings and horns. Going to be great. And again, noon to 6 p.m. on Monday for President's Day. Get free White Castle Star Spangled Sliders. We don't know what they are, but we're sure that they slide right in and slide right out over at the El Cortez. And who knows what else you can catch at the El Cortez.
Right across the street from Triple B.
Yeah, that's right. And finally, only in Vegas, Saturday, 12 noon, free beer while you're getting your zen on at Beer Yoga. And that's at the Hofbräuhaus on Paradise, where you can also get Wiener Schnitzel and drink lots of beer.
You only got a few hours to get over there, so go now.
It's at the Hofbräuhaus?
Nothing like that's yoga at the
is that Hofbräuhaus. That's the place where they spank you with that big paddle?
That is,
they spank you with the paddle?
Is that part of the beer
it's
yoga?
Part of the yoga.
I think they're still having Bund meetings.
Maybe I will actually go to this thing.
just for the spanking?
You want to get spanked while you do your downward dogs? Is
that's
that the
it.
Thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing beats a good spanking.
Never mind.
Nothing beats a good spanking by a Nazi.
Schnitzel and yoga.
Schnitzel, beer, and yoga at the Hofbräuhaus. Ask for Judy. She's been there forever.
I got you, schnitzel right here.
Our friend Judy. Judy's a doll. Visit us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. Enable us on Alexa. For more info, go to our website at VegasNonstop.com. Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead. What you want to talk about, brother?
Well, we do have the NBA All-Star game this weekend, which will feature Team LeBron against Team Giannis, otherwise known as the Greek Freak. I'll tell you, man, if you're a Milwaukee sports fan these days, between the Brewers...
What? You just mentioned the Greek Freak, and I was going to tell you, I went to Milo's restaurant, the Milo's Greek Seafood restaurant yesterday, and your friend took great care of us. Give a shout-out to your chef friend.
Chef Jesse Maldonado at Milo's, hands down, the best lunch deal in town.
No doubt about it.
Gorgeous room, and you are going to eat literally world-class cuisine that is flown in daily from Europe, or right here in Vegas, and he's cooking and grilling some of the best seafood in the city.
Where's the restaurant?
At Cosmo.
At Cosmopolitan.
Oh, okay.
The cost is unbelievable.
He has a $25 lunch special. That's and I'll put
29.
It up.
Yeah.
29 now. But I'll put it up against anyone's in the city. You're going to get a beautiful grilled bronzino. You're going to get a Greek salad. You're going to try the lavraki, the tarma salada. I mean, beautiful food.
A little baklava for dessert.
A little octopus.
Shout out to my GF, Melissa. She did the ordering. We had the Bream,
otherwise known as Dorad.
Yeah, well, we don't know how to say it in Greek, but the chef pulled out the stops. You must have told him it was my birthday because they brought out every dessert that they had in the place, and of course, they had the baklava and everything.
The salad he give you the terrific. Tower with the eggplant and zucchini?
Yes, and he started us with that.
And it's so light, like, not greasy, it's so beautiful.
The whole lunch was very, very light, and I love that it was a light lunch, the seafood was very light, we didn't feel... You know, too stuffed by afterwards. Yeah. So,
one of my
thank
favorites.
You, chef.
Mediterranean diet, man. That's the way to go.
Yeah, Johnny goes. John took me to Beauty in Essex. Oh, one of your favorite places.
I love that place.
Yeah. I went there last week too.
I took him in the pawn shop. I said, "Show him the most expensive thing. He'll buy right off the shop."
Yeah, there's only one.
It pulls out a $17,000 bracelet.
There's only one item in the case you cannot buy.
What's that?
That's
the statue of Biggie Smalls.
Oh, really?
Can't buy it.
I don't know.
But you can buy the Elvis telephone.
Yes.
Because I almost bought that.
You're a big Elvis fan?
No, but it's so tacky.
And
it's like so
unbelievably
tacky. Yeah. You almost have to have it.
Yeah. No, B&E does a great job. Vibe in there is so cool.
Yeah.
Like when you sit and have dinner there, you know that you're somewhere.
So he went to Milo's. I went to Secret Pizza. I go to Cosmo for the pizza.
I love Secret Pizza.
It's the best.
Yeah, and we saw a shout out to Mark.
I'm hungry now. I gotta go now.
Yesterday was Valentine's Day. You guys went to a pizza place and you went to the Greek place for Valentine's Day.
I went to
Day.
The Greek place.
I want sake. I don't know about you guys. I
want sake. I watch hockey too.
You romantic freak, you man. You are just a Renaissance man.
That's sweet comic Valentine.
Flower. I saw flower.
Flower.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go to the dispensary and pick up
some
flowers.
I was going
to
say, John's going to smoke some flowers.
I think he was talking about the goalie.
Yes, I was.
Oh, is that Fleur?
Fleury.
His nickname's Flower.
Anyway, I interrupted you. You're going.
There's only
about
one
the
flower,
NBA.
By the way, in hockey history, and that's Guy Lafleur, just for the record.
I love Guy.
The original flower.
The original
so flower. I interrupted you with a little food, foodie kind of break. For
I'm glad you guys had a nice meal.
We had a wonderful time.
Good,
thank,
good.
Thanks, Chef.
Yeah.
And what does that have to do with basketball?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. NBA All-Star Weekend.
The Greek freak. The, yeah, I went off on a tangent.
Before you go off to All-Star, what happened with Portland and GSW? I mean, that was the first game I saw coming back into the
and
U.S.
And Portland took him out to the
and
woodshed.
Portland took him out. And before that, I think it was GSW won 15 of their last 16 games.
Yeah,
in
they had been on fire. But you know what? It eventually has to come to an end. The didn't the Knicks just snap an 18-game losing streak last night?
Yeah.
I mean.
18 games?
Yeah.
Oh, our friend Clint Holmes must just be sour about that.
Yeah, he's not a happy fan these days between the Redskins, the Knicks, I guess he's also somewhat of a Dodgers fan as well.
Well, he's all over the board.
Yeah, he is.
So there is hope for the Golden Knights.
Oh, there's a lot of hope for the Knights. Come on, we're going to be all right.
Well, come on.
But here's what I would tell you is that there's a lot of young talent in the NHL. There's a lot of parity. There's a lot of good teams out there. St. Louis Blues have won 9 in a row. They're the hottest team in the Western Conference right now that no one's talking about.
When I was at the All-Star game, I wanted to grab Connor McDavid, throw him in my luggage, and bring him back home with us.
Duh.
Yeah.
So does everyone else.
Yeah.
Or Matthews from, you know, the Maple Leafs. These guys are the young studs in the league right now.
No, we got great players, though. I mean, we really do. This young kid, Perry.
Perry's a young stud.
Yeah. I think he's really got a lot of potential.
Although he's kind of resting on his laurels because he was doing really well when they kept sending him back to Chicago. And then as soon as we brought him back permanently, kind of let it slide a little.
Well, he's doing all right, though. You know what I'm really concerned about, though, if we're going to stick on hockey for just a second before we get to the All-Star game, is, you know, they let go of the Ducks coach, right? And I'm hoping with this losing streak, we don't have any changes in our coaching lineup.
No way.
I just don't think so. We just did too good.
It's too small of a sample to hold people accountable for it.
Yeah,
listen, at the end of the day, you're still in the fifth place. Listen, the number one team in the Western Conference is Calgary.
Yeah.
They're 4-3-3 in their last 10 games.
No, I get it.
Listen, man, you're 70 games in. This stuff happens.
And TBL is unstoppable.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's go on to the All-Star game. You have Team LeBron against Team Giannis. LeBron and the West Coast are favored by 5.5 here. You ready for the total?
Yeah.
310. So basically, they're expecting about 155 from each team.
Yeah.
And you could probably go over very confidently and nail that. But I'm going to take the
I'm going to take the under.
But I'm going to take the East. With 5.5 points.
Yeah.
I love the Greek freak. I love the studs coming out of Boston. You know, obviously you have Gordon Hayward and Jason Tatum. I don't know if Kyrie Irving's going
to
play.
Tough to bet against LeBron.
Yeah, he's getting older.
It's like tougher to bet against Brady as well.
Jeffrey, you're telling the
you
sports
can't bet
betting
against Brady.
You don't.
Oh, and you're saying you can't bet against LeBron.
Yeah.
So you're telling the sports betting guru how to bet? Is that what I'm hearing here?
He's a sports wagering guru.
Is there a difference?
The nuances of wagering.
Okay.
When it comes to making plays, he's all right.
Only 10 out of 10. I mean, that's not so bad, right?
On prop bets.
I would never bet against John English.
I
did take the straight as well.
I'll take the points in the under.
Yeah, okay.
Never bet against John English.
No.
I'll tell you that right now. All right,
go ahead, carry on.
NBA.
By the way, the score last year was 148-145 Team LeBron. They did not go over. They only scored 293 points. After all those points, only 3 points separated them, one shot.
Yeah.
148-145.
Crazy, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. And I'm telling you right now, this kid from Milwaukee, Giannis, is a stud. He does it all. He can jump out of the building. He can shoot. He can rebound. He does it all.
Milwaukee.
That's because it's so freaking cold. He's got to stay inside anyway.
Milwaukee, where you can smell the fresh dairy air.
Yeah, there you go.
You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Like us and share us. Share us and like us on Facebook and all the social media. Go to the website at VegasNonstop.com. We're going to take our last commercial break. Stay right where you are.
Hey, Las Vegas, Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, MillenniumTints.com. That's MillenniumTints.com at Sunset and Eastern.
Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Sports Radio 920 AM and iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Alexa, and visit our website at VegasNonstop.com. Joining us in studio, John J. English, sports wagering pioneer.
Happy to be here with my buddies.
Yeah, hanging out, and you just, again, came back from London, and this esports is really a phenomena. I know here in Vegas, Luxor has taken the old nightclub and made that into a whole e-gaming. Yeah. I guess Fortnite, is Fortnite still the big e-game?
Fortnite's the big one, yeah. Apex Legend is growing like crazy. I mean, these are things that, look, if I were to tell, I just heard Loverboy come in for the introduction. You know, my kids, I took my kids to a Loverboy concert, and they thought it was nuts. They sat there and they didn't even move. They're like,
really?
You gotta be kidding me. Yeah. You guys used to listen to this? No, seriously, I grew up playing Space Invaders and Galaga, Asteroids, Centipede,
Pong,
Frogger,
Pac-Man,
Donkey Kong.
And then when my kids were playing all these video games, I'd say, you know, stop all this mindless stuff. Get up and do something. If I had known they could make $1 million a year playing video games, that's what esports is all
about.
And
how do they do that? How do they make
you would chain them to the bed and wouldn't let them leave the house.
Yeah. Adrian and I are the senior
dancer. You know, is it like the World Series of Poker, you buy in?
No, I'll tell you something even better, okay? We saw something working with a group called PlayVig, right? You could go to PlayVig.com and check out. You play all your greatest games. You could play all this stuff. You don't have to pay anything, right? So it's not like dads have to or moms have to shuffle out of their wallet every few minutes. And you get all your favorite games like Fortnite and Leagues of Legends.
The PlayVig?
Yeah, exactly. And PlayVig.com. And no money in. All you're doing is watching advertisements, and not during the game, right? So they don't interrupt you with that, but it's advertising. It's attention-based marketing for some. And then for others, it's buy-in. Right, so the buy into a tournament.
So there is advertising revenue that comes into it.
Absolutely, uh-huh. It's the biggest part. From a PlayVig side, they get a really cool model because you know you don't have to pay money to win, right, or to earn coins during this stuff. But anyway, you know, esports is a phenomenon that's taken off. You know, if you take a look at ESPN, I haven't looked at the site in a while, but it's right there next to right next to NBA. And the viewership is
I know they've
unreal.
Got some people have 10 million followers.
Oh, they're filling up stadiums. If you go on Twitch or you go on to PlayVig or you go on to any one of these sites, you'll see, you know, millions of people on the site at any given time, right?
Is that going to be the future of gaming, do you think, in Las Vegas, where they'll come and they'll bet on the player?
It's going to be another game. It's another market for us, right? So it's fantastic,
explain,
right?
How do you watch this? Are you watching a monitor of the game that they're playing?
Yeah.
And do they have a camera on the guy who's playing it?
So it's a huge production.
It's a split screen and stuff like that.
Oh, you'd love it.
And you're just going back and forth.
Yeah. On one side, you see the game being played. On the other side, you see the player with a headset on talking to each other or to listeners and watchers and playing the game.
Actually, in the 6th and the 7th, I'm speaking at the Luxor at the Esports Arena.
Of March,
coming up here. And it's incredible. I mean, there's big, huge screens. screens where you're watching all the action of the game. And then they have, you know, you can watch your favorite players. And by the way, people are getting favorite players. They're learning the team names now. I mean, it's becoming really huge. The viewership can't be denied. They're filling up stadiums. It's everywhere, right? For us, you know, when was the last time we created another sport? I mean, think about it. Football, basketball, hockey, baseball, they've been around forever, right? This is a whole new genre of sports betting, and it's going to really, you know, it's something special that reaches the ages.
For the sake of argument, what kind of a sport is it? There's no physical...
What kind of sport is poker?
Is it I don't even consider that a sport, to tell you the truth.
It's a game.
Sports are supposed to be physical things, aren't they?
I guess. But there's dexterity involved. There's skill involved. There's a lot of aspects of sports. No, are they burning a lot of calories? Probably not.
a lot of Mountain Dew and Adderall.
A lot of Adderall. I was going to say the same thing. A lot of Adderall.
But I'll tell you what, if you try playing these games, they move so fast. My brain can't kick. I can't track that fast. I mean, you know, I'm still back to Mario Brothers.
Yeah, Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario.
Right? From Poland, Mario Kart
was one of my specialties. But I mean, these games are incredible, and the audience, the amount of people that are watching and viewing is insane.
How old are the superstars in esports?
Oh, they're young.
Young. They're mostly under 20. Mostly under 20.
Okay, so my son's 10. Can I start him now?
Sure.
I would start him sooner. Be good.
Should have started 2 years ago.
Well, he does play games. I don't let him play Fortnite, though, because I think it's too violent.
What start with some of the other stuff.
He does Minecraft, Roblox.
Yeah, they're eventually going to find their way to Fortnite anyway.
Okay, we've got a few minutes left. Jeffrey, do you want to talk about this AAF football or Kaepernick or anything you want to wrap this up with?
I mean, listen, Kaepernick is back in the news today for a multitude of reasons. One of them was that it was rumored that the AAF, which is this new football league from Vince Neil.
The Alliance of
Vince
American
McMahon,
Football.
Excuse me. Neil. I don't know why I said Vince Neil.
Not Vince Neil.
Sorry, Vince. Well, Vince was an owner of one of the original football teams.
Vince did have the Raiders.
So anyway, Vince McMahon has a new football league called the AAF. We only have 1 week under our belts. And wait,
Arizona, Salt Lake, San Antonio, San Diego.
It's not Vince McMahon as well? He's got no affiliation.
No.
Well, I completely misspoke.
A guy named Vince.
Forget everything I've just said.
A guy named Vinny.
Don't even talk about that. However, as Kaepernick. They were looking to build viewership and interest, it was rumored that they spoke to guys like Tim Tebow, Colin Kaepernick, if they would be willing to join the league. And it never came to fruition. However, today, Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid did settle their collusion case with the NFL. It was completely confidential, so we don't know how much it was for, but you can assume that Mr. Kaepernick doesn't really have to work again or worry about playing football for the rest of his life.
You got a payday.
Collusion is my new favorite word, by the way.
I agree. I agree. Yeah. And it's amazing how much it comes up in different areas of life, business, and sports.
I feel we're in collusion right now.
We collude a lot. We collude.
I'm all about collusion. So the teams are in Arizona, Salt Lake City, San Antonio, San Diego, Atlanta, Birmingham, Memphis, and Orlando. And that's it for the AAF. I don't know where
some
you can watch it.
Some of the games are good. Some of them weren't. Some of the names are recognized because they're sort of misfits from the NFL. I watched it for a little bit. I had a hard time keeping interest. But listen, I think there's going to be an audience out there. I think younger people would enjoy it.
What time of the year are they planning on playing?
Right now.
Oh,
it's so the second starting right season.
Now. I think you said when you said that's all for them.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I want to thank Adrian Zemed for joining us, the everlasting Cubs fan. Maybe this year. That's all we could say. Is that anything you want to plug, eh?
Actually, I'm doing a new play. You know, Alan Gliss, the producer of Menopause,
is putting Alan this and new Kathy Gliss
show together, and we're doing a pre-New York mini tour.
What's it called?
In a few months. It's called Middletown. Looks like I'm doing it with Sally Struthers, Cindy Williams, and Eddie Mecca.
Wow.
It's called Middletown.
Gloria Bunker.
Great. Yeah.
And I'm in a few days I'm helping my sons drive across the country in their U-Haul. They just bought a place in Nashville.
Everly Brothers.
The music capital of the world.
Thank you, John English. Thank you, Heather Vail, Heather Vail Media. Jeffrey with the G-Line 1. Again, like us. Go to the website, VegasNonstop.com. Eat well, party hard, my friends. Jonathan Scott saying, be good to each other. Have a great weekend. Rock and roll lives forever. Take care, everybody.
Peace.
Thank you.